Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for April 17th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the International Cryptozoology Museum, located in Portland, Maine, which is the world's only cryptozoology museum. The International Cryptozoology Museum opened in 2003 and contains rare and original items collected by Lauren Coleman, the director of the museum. Visit the International Cryptozoology Museum at 11 Avon Street in downtown Portland, Maine. And for more information, please visit cryptozoologymuseum.com. Encrypted news. In this corner, weighing in with 150 hoaxes, Todd Standing. Also on tonight's card, we have Survivor Man, Les Stroud, Dr. Jeff Meldrum, and a whole lot more. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and squatches of all ages, let's get ready to rumble! Well, the 2014 Sasquatch Summit took place last fall in Washington State, and during the panel interview, the punches and egos were flying. The big debate was over the population of Bigfoot, and each of the panel members had their own opinions as to what the number of reports, as well as the possible amount of Bigfoot in the wild. Here's a quick listen.
How's their population? Are they going extinct? Are we going to have them for a while, or what?
I see no evidence that they're in any danger in population.
If you saw the graph that I put together in my presentation, you did see a drop in encounters, while we still see an increase in human population. It doesn't mean that there is a decrease in Sasquatch population. It doesn't mean that there's a correlation at all. We just don't have the right information yet.
Oh my God, I disagree. The population in the wilderness is decreasing dramatically. You saw the figure that Jeff showed about tigers. The research sites that I go to are being logged like crazy. Absolutely, there's a danger. Salmon runs are being stopped. I mean, loss of habitat equals loss of life. I'm very concerned about their population numbers. So we have no data of any kind, but I'm going to assume loss of habitat equals loss of life, and there's a hell of a lot of loss of habitat.
In every study site that I am working, there appears to be evidence of juvenile activity, which would state that there is an active breeding population.
So I, for one, don't think they're in any trouble, and I also don't think there's anything we could possibly do about it if they were.
But shortly after this talk, we're going to have a researcher cage match.
In UFO news, residents in the Siberian town of Chita described a large explosion over the city last week. Residents stated that following the explosion, an object fell to the ground and created a crater with large amounts of black smoke coming from the site, and metallic objects were soon discovered as well. The military stated there was no activity at the time, and pieces of the object, estimated to be about 3 feet in diameter, were sent out for testing. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Internal Affairs issued the following statement, quote, "The object could not be identified. It does not resemble anything. One of the theories is gas balloon explosion." Well, here in the United States, we remember that a weather balloon was the explanation for the Roswell incident, and swamp gas was the blanket explanation for the 1966 Michigan UFO flap, where one sighting just unfortunately occurred in a swamp. Well, nice try, but until the object is identified, it remains as an unidentified flying object. Scientists have discovered signals coming from space that seem to have strange patterns attached to them that point to them being artificial. These patterns suggest that the signals may actually be of extraterrestrial origin and are not man-made, especially since the signals seem to come from deep space. These signals are called fast radio bursts, or FRBs, and have been detected since 2001 and have been recorded 11 times since. Seth Shostak discovered the signal as he was sifting through data collected from telescopes in 2007. Shostak serves as the senior astronomer for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, or SETI for short. In an update to the story, it now seems that scientists feel that these signals may actually have a terrestrial origin and are more than likely man-made. And researchers in New South Wales and Australia are also hot on the heels of fast radio bursts. A team at Parkes Observatory has been investigating strange signals known as peritons, which led to a lot of research and a paper written by Emily Petroff. In the paper, she wrote, quote, "We have identified strong out-of-band emissions at 2.3 to 2.5 gigahertz associated with several periton events," unquote. Well, was this the proof we've all been waiting for? Well, the answer was shortly discovered as being caused by a microwave. Yes, a microwave. When the door to a microwave is opened while it's still running, a periton can be emitted and detected if the telescope is at the right angle. And conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings? Well, I've added a few events, and well, it might be too late, but this weekend is the Essex County Ghost Project, taking place in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. You can meet Lauren Coleman, the director of the International Cryptozoology Museum, at that event. And also this weekend is the Virginia City Paracon, April 17th to the 19th, in Virginia City, Nevada. And also the Lost Limbs Charity Horror Paracon 2015 is taking place April 18th through the 19th in Scottsburg, Indiana. And next weekend we have OuijaCon 2015, April 23rd through the 25th in Baltimore, Maryland, and the Butler Paranormal Conference, April 25th in Butler, Pennsylvania. I will be there at that event. And if you want to come by and show your support, the first person to mention the Paranormal News Insider and that you heard it here will get a free book. Yes, a free book. One of my books you will get autographed for free. All you have to do is let me know you heard it here on the Paranormal News Insider. First person. And also that weekend is the Granbury Paranormal Expo, April 25th through the 26th in Granbury, Texas. The Tyler Paranormal Conference, April 25th and 26th in Tyler, Texas. And that's it for April for paranormal events. But we have one in cryptozoology, the 24th Annual Bigfoot Conference, April 18th at Salt Fork State Park in Lohr City, Ohio. There's two more events coming up at that same location, so if you missed this one, well, you got a couple other chances. There's also Creature Weekend 2015, May 1st to the 3rd at Salt Fork State Park in Lohr City, Ohio, as well as the Ohio Bigfoot Conference, May 16th at Salt Fork State Park in Lohr City, Ohio. And one other event I want to mention is the Mass Mysteria event that will be taking place June 13th in King City, Ontario, Canada. I've been invited to speak at this event, but we need your help with getting this event going. This event is a charity project for a man named John Mizzi, who is going through cancer treatment right now for the second time. And at this event, we're going to have Nick Redfern, John Sable, and myself speaking. All former guests of the Grand Dark Conspiracy and Darkest Hours Late Night, and a lot of other guests, vendors, psychics, you name it, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be a great time, and it's not that far over the border if you live anywhere in Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York. It's only a few hours' drive, but if you can't make it there, please donate to help to get the venue secured so this event can get off the ground. And you can find a link to that at the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page at facebook.com/Paranormal News Insider. Any donation will help, $5, $10, and it's not as much as you think because it's Canadian money. It's a little less than what you're doing. So if you donate $50, it's like $39. And I've donated, and I would appreciate it if you could do the same as well. Thank you. As always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranormalnewsinsider.com. And to check out the entire list of events, and I'm telling you what, I have not seen a list as comprehensive as this anywhere on the internet. Check out paranormalnewsinsider.com and click on the Events tab at the top. And as always, for the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting.